Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code Howie50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And a real tribute to President Biden. He has been a great president. He has accomplished, we've working together, accomplished so much.
I'm tired, sick, and tired of love.
You know, he's our president right now. He has experience. He has qualifications. I won't say if he's best or if he's not.
I'm guessing you're not inviting the president to join you here in the campaign trail anytime soon?
No, I am not.
What's that about?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
To open a new storefront on the main street. How they buy inventory from local businesses. The whole community benefits in one way or another, economically, not to mention psychically.
I kind of close my eyes and an image appears in my brain.
That's called having a thought, Lynn.
I don't expect you to understand, Bob. You'll never understand the psychic realm. Psychic!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And we got full lines here. People want to talk about some of the stuff we were talking about last hour. And 603 wants to talk about the ads up in New Hampshire. It's a battleground state. There's a Senate race. Maggie Hassan, if Chris Sununu were running, she would probably be behind. I know he's a rhino, but again, it would be good to have a majority of Republicans in the U.S. Senate. Don Baldock is a good guy, but he's a harder sell. And the first congressional district, very competitive. Caroline Leavitt versus Chris Pappas, a Pelosi puppet, and all they're running is abortion ads. And same thing in the second district too, where Ann Custer is not quite as vulnerable, but she is vulnerable. I know the ads are very irritating to people, but I don't know that they have that much effect. The thing for Democrats is they've got all this money from, you know, their trust funders and their and all the kickbacks from all the green energy scams and grifts that they've been running, the Inflation Reduction Act, the Build Back Better, all this crap, all this money that's sloshing around, and it's all being kicked back to unions, to Democrats. And what are they going to spend it on? We raised the gas prices, crime, open borders, fentanyl. You know, I mean, it really comes down to January 6th, which is totally irrelevant to anything, and abortion, which is irrelevant to 99% of the population. You know, whether it's because they're not birthing people or because they're in states where this is not going to have any impact whatsoever. So this is all they've got to run on. You know, it's like the old saying from law school. You know, if you have the law, you pound the law. If you have the facts, you pound the facts. If you don't have the law or the facts, you pound the table. And that's what the Democrats are doing. This is these abortion ads. Think of it as pounding the table. 844-500-4242. The CDC just relaxed mask mandates for healthcare workers. Don't tell that to anybody at Amherst College. Talk about letting the Karens run amok. One person can force everybody in a class to wear the masks. You know, Amherst used to be a real college. You should read the autobiography of Calvin Coolidge. He's talking about what he learned there. You know, he came down from Vermont, the guy who became governor and president of the United States after being governor of Massachusetts. I mean, it was a great institution. Now it's woke to the max. And this is an indication of it. I mean, when I went to high school right up the road from Amherst, and it was like being in in jail in the winter because we couldn't leave the campus. But I think we have more. We had more freedom in the '60s at Deerfield Academy, right up the road from Amherst, than they've had the last couple of years when they were. I think they were serving the meals actually in the dorm rooms, like you were in a prison. But at least even at a prison, you go to the mess hall, right? I mean, this is like a prison on lockdown. Who the hell wants to? Who would spend $70,000 to go to a place like that? I don't know. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
You know, I get shocked Nancy Pelosi has 5 kids and she's promoting to kill many babies. You imagine that? She has 5 kids. I know 40 or 50 years ago the Democrats was different, but it's ridiculous how is she promoting to kill so many babies, so precious babies?
It's again, Mr. Garcia, you understand this. You've been in the country long enough. I mean, this is not a political party. This is a cult. And one of the sacraments, you know, you're Roman Catholic. You know, the sacrament is, Holy Communion, Confirmation, Baptism, Holy Matrimony, Holy Orders. You know, the abortion is a sacrament to the Democrats, is it not?
Yes, and when now the new Democrat Party, the new Senate, new Congress, you don't have no kids. Look at OC New York. Look at Booker. You don't have no, those guys promoting to kill.
Booker doesn't have any kids? I'm shocked to learn that. I'm laughing, Mr. Garcia.
Who, Mr. Booker?
Booker doesn't have any kids? He's
no,
a bachelor,
he
isn't he?
Yeah, he never married. No. Mm-hmm. And then it's very disgusting how we have to promote our family, and those people have no family, no culture, no family.
Well, I don't know that they'd say this anymore, but people like us, Mr. Garcia, that have kids, you know what they used to call us? They used to say we were breeders. You know? You never heard that one?
No.
Yeah. I mean, what I want to know is what's bad about being a breeder? You know, I mean, if you're breeding kids, that's gonna be someone who's going to take care of you in the nursing home. That's someone who's going to be out earning money to pay for your Social Security, for your Medicare. You know, everybody ought to be breeding kids if they know what's good for themselves and society. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. Pete. That's Mr. Garcia's theme song. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, Howie. It's amazing after all these years, the leftists, the Moonbat politicians are still using the border. Well, they're ignoring the border situation now, obviously, because they've helped create the mess that we're in now with the border. But it's amazing. They always go back to the old, party playbook. And they use it as a cudgel during an election process. Abortion. You know, come on.
Well,
this is 2022.
How about this other one they're using? Social Security and Medicare. You know, because Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, he's one guy, one out of 50, and in the Republican caucus. And he says he would like to, you know, maybe try to do something about Social Security to try to stop the automatic increases and stop lowering the age for Medicare, et cetera, et cetera. And Joe Biden goes back to the playbook from the 1970s. The 1970s. It says, oh, they want to take away your Social Security. And he keeps saying it. Biden keeps saying it over and over again wherever he goes. And he keeps, and sometimes he confuses Rick Scott and Tim Scott. You know, but that's, you're right. They've just got, they're like a football coach who's using like the Statue of Liberty play or the single wing. I mean, they haven't got any new plays in 50 years or they have new plays, but none of the new plays have worked. You know, they thought they could flood the border with illegal alien welfare recipients and that would turn it around for them. And now all of the Hispanics who live in the border states are switching over to the Republicans because they realize they're going to have to pay taxes for all these indigents that are crossing the border. Thanks for the call, Pete. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Natural gas bills will be at least $46 higher each month compared to last year this winter, probably a lot more than that. That's a 24% increase, just that $46, due partly to the higher gas supply prices. This is just one of the many reasons you need the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money.
Have you turned that studio into the sauna yet?
I'm going to, as a matter of fact. I got my Gen 40 in the office. And by the way, we're going to start giving away a Gen 40 every week, Grace and I. And we're going to give it away on Friday during Police Blotter Facts Friday. A Gen 21. We've got a Gen 21 we're going to give away, but it's still a great heater. And all you got to do to get in the contest is to go to HowieCarShow.com and put in your email address, and you will be entered to win this. And again, the electricity companies can't cut you off. Even if you haven't paid your bill, they can't cut you off in the winter. So whatever happens with fuel oil or propane or wood, you can heat your home with an electric heater, and that's why you need a Gen 40 or a Gen 21. The Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room, and it warms you to the bones. The heater is completely safe around kids and pets with no exposed elements. Not only do I love the Gen 40 heater, but my listeners do too. One wrote, quote, "I use this heater to heat my garage while I'm working on my car. It did a great job heating my garage at a comfortable range." Another excellent product by Gen Eden Pure. Right now, you can save $50 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Last year, Eden Pure sold out of their Gen 40 heaters, so you need to order early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE50. Save today and be prepared for the cold temperatures. You know they're coming. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HOWIE50. Shipping is free. And get on our website, HowieCarShow.com, and you'll be entered to win a great heater every Friday. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
We're not just gonna let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
This week, Raycon is celebrating its five-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie, and right now you can save up to 25% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's five-year anniversary sale. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How often have you been to the movies lately? At least once a year? A few times a year? Maybe once a month? Or I can't even remember the last time.
I can't even remember the last time.
76% say they can't even remember the last time.
And what second?
14% say at least once a year.
Not a big movie-going audience for the Howie Carr Show, and I think that pretty much reflects the national population. This was the worst month, I guess. Last month, September, was the worst month for movie attendance since 25 years. But the movies are terrible, most of them. I mean, not Top Gun Maverick or Elvis or a couple of others, but generally speaking, there aren't any good movies left to go see. 844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, Howie. Listen, I disagree with Don Bolduc. Okay, first of all, Chris Sununu had no chance of beating him. That's why he jumped out of the race. Okay? And if I recollect...
Well, I mean, Morse came pretty close. But wait, Dan. Morse came pretty close to winning. And he was you know, really hammered by Democrat ads trying to get Bolduc into the race because they knew Bolduc would be easier to beat. I'm not down on Bolduc. I'm just saying he has a tougher path to victory than either Morris or Sununu, in my opinion.
Listen, Howie, I'm going to tell you, they were hammering Don Bolduc with all kinds of lies. I was getting phone calls. I've banged on over 1,000 doors in New Hampshire and over 1,000 doors in Massachusetts. So I could talk about just about any candidate. So I'm going to tell you right now, you thought Chuck Morris was going to win. I knew Don Bolduc was going to win.
I thought Bolduc. I believe those polls that said Bolduc was going to win, but it seemed like Morse came on at the end because he got a lot of money pumped in, and people were making the pragmatic decision. Believe me, I would vote for Bolduc if I were in New Hampshire. I have no problem with the guy, but I just think he's going to have a tougher time, Dan. That's all I'm saying.
We agree on that, Howie. And I'm going to tell you, we dodged a bullet because Chuck Morris was the McConnell of freaking New Hampshire. Believe me, he's a Mitch McConnell of New Hampshire.
I know he's a legislator. I understand that he's a legislator. But you know, wouldn't you prefer to have Morris than to have Maggie Hassan?
No, I would rather have Don Bolduc because he's a.
But wait a second. What if your choice was Morris, a Rhino, or Maggie Hassan, who's going to do what Chuck Schumer tells her to do? Who would you prefer in that case?
Why are we? That's gone. How about this, Howie? How about we unify the party?
Okay. Okay, Dan. I get it. I'm just telling you, I just want somebody who's going to win at this point. I mean, the Democrats are on this kamikaze mission. They're Thelma and Louise of American politics. They want to drive the car over the cliff. We got to stop them from driving the car over the cliff. I mean, or just slow them down. If that's all we can do is, I'd rather go 10 miles an hour as we approach the cliff rather than flooring it and going 150 miles an hour. 844-500-4242. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, I'm glad you're talking about New Hampshire, but Sununu wished off the National Guard last night, and they're going down to the border. They're going to be spoilers for the border guards, and was ordered by the feds, Howie. So I don't know if it's a ploy to help Hassan or if it's going to hurt him.
So he's the National. How many people in the National Guard are going down to the border?
I'm going to say 268.
Yeah, your connection's not good, Lee. Call back. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, so Howie, so you want to know why we left Afghanistan? Well, maybe it's because of the Turkmenistan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India pipeline that's underway, right? With an offshoot to China, by the way, because they're interested. Howie, every time there's an international problem, there's a pipeline behind it. Some dictator's being, sent to the doom, etc. And it's all about the fossil fuels. And one thing before I go, what happened to the Iraqi oil? Well, I guess we need to ask the UK, because there's a headquarters there for BP, Royal Dutch Shell, and whoever the hell else, plus the British, they run the Iraqi oil. It's all about the fossil.
Well, that's what they say. That's what they've been saying about London. That from the days of the British Empire, when the sun never sets on the British Empire, now London is the headquarters, the world headquarters for all the shady money operations that there are. Thanks for the call, Nick. Derek, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, Howie, great show. Love listening to your show. Regarding the movie theaters and people not really want to go to the movie theaters much anymore, do you think Pee Wee Herman still goes to the movies?
I think if the internet had come along 10 years earlier, Pee Wee Herman would still have a career, I think. I think that's a good question, though. I was very surprised to learn that there was a you know, there was a bouncer at one of the strip clubs in on LaGrange Street in the old Combat Zone in Boston. I didn't know that those strip clubs were even still open. There's two of them left down there. And they used to have all these movie theaters like the Pilgrim Theater. You know, the Pilgrim Theater is long gone. All those peep shows in the Combat Zone are long gone. Pee-wee Herman could never leave his house now, and he wouldn't get into trouble, wouldn't get arrested. I'm Howie Gard. This summer, I'm taking premium audio with me everywhere I go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Plus, noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a grueling workout with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and they do not budge. With Raycon, I could also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half, I repeat, half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself what the hype is all about. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 603 says, Howie, you're going to have to take Gunnar Jr., my grandson, to woke Hollywood cartoon movies. Ha ha. I saw the new Scooby-Doo movie is going to have a lesbian character in it, and I thought to myself, Gunnar Jr. is not going to Scooby-Doo. I don't want any of that crap.
Velma is going to be a lesbian. Or have lesbian characteristics, which, let's be honest,
I say to that? I say, ruh-roh.
The only surprising thing about that is that Fred isn't going to be the gay one. It's Velma. What's up with that ascot?
Exactly. Who wants to go to that? I mean, you have all these cartoon channels. You got the PBS. The PBS stuff is woke. But Boomer is gone now, isn't it? But you still got cartoons.
You mean Boomerang?
No, Boomerang. That's what I mean. Boomerang.
Yeah,
is
that's
Boomerang
gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah,
a lot of the old channels have vanished for obvious reasons. But I don't know. I had the kid a couple of weekends ago, and we just turned on Lawrence Welk because he likes music. And I told you, people are saying, wow, are you old, Howie?
He's going to learn to count pretty weird. A one and a two and a three.
He just liked the music and those weird hairdos from the 60s and the 70s and the bubbles and the double knits. You know, everyone's wearing a full Cleveland, as they say. You know, I mean, his eyes were wide as he was watching it. I'm going to stick with that. I'm not going to the new Scooby-Doo movie, I'll tell you that. 844-500-4242. Someone pointed out, too, that there was some must-see TV last night, the NFL Monday night game. Not that the game was all that great. The Rams lost to the 49ers, but right before halftime, one of these animal rights activists ran onto the field. Did you see this? he had one of these. He had a device that released red and pink smoke, and these two linebackers took him out. I mean, they just put him down big time. It was great. It was great to see. I've never liked those kind of people like the streaking. You know, I didn't like it in the 70s. I don't like it now. 844-500-4242. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I find it amazing, Howie, how as these people are grooming our children, as they're grooming our children, they're also starting World War III. I mean, we've reached the $70 billion mark in Ukraine, and there's no stopping. We have a missing submarine with the Poseidon nuclear drones attached to it. Nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see. Just keep sending the money. I would love to see receipts. I would love to see where this money's going, because $70 billion, that's how much we spent in 5 years in Afghanistan.
I know. You know, did you see, too, that, you know, this guy, Zelensky, I mean, he's ordering people around. He's going to join NATO, and we're not supposed to say anything about it. And Elon Musk bailed them out in March, you know, when the Russians cut off all of their Ukrainians' internet system. He gave them a Starlink internet connection to keep the company online, right? And so he just puts out a tweet and says, you know, here's his suggestions for Ukraine Russian peace. Did you see this, Alan?
I did.
Yeah. But you know, it doesn't matter what his proposals were. And some people had, you know, gripes about this part of it or that part of it. You know, water supply to Crimea assured. Ukraine remains neutral. Crimea, formerly part of Russia as it has been since 1783, et cetera, redo elections of annexed regions. And so, you know what the response was from the Ukrainian government or from their ambassador? Bleep off is my very diplomatic reply to you. You know, the old saying, no good deed goes unpunished. This is what Elon Musk found out. You know, they tell him to go bleep himself after he bails them out. You know, he's on the cover of Vogue, or his wife's on the cover of Vogue. I'm tired of those people, and I don't want to give them any more money. You know, what about our borders? I mean, to me, I'm a lot more concerned about, you know, MS-13 and about fentanyl and about all these welfare recipients and about all these terrorists from the Mideast coming across the southern border. You know, best of luck to Ukraine, but it's not my fight. I don't have any skin in that game as an American, in my own personal opinion. 844-500-4242, 508. I, too, enjoyed the takedown of Mr. Pink, probably not as much as his lawyer will after the team settles. I think when you accept the ticket, there's, you know, you look on the back of all those tickets, it says, you know, you have to abide by the rules and regulations of the stadium or the arena, right? I don't know that he's gotten much of a case, and I don't know that they hurt him. I mean, they sure jarred him around a lot, but I don't think they you know, damaged him. You know, he doesn't have a high ankle sprain, which seems to be a big, very fashionable injury in the NFL this year. No one's having, you know, tearing knee ligaments. Maybe other positions are, but the quarterbacks all seem to be getting these high ankle sprains. 844-500-4242. We have some Biden cuts to play, but we'll get to them later. But it's always nice to have a Kamala Harris. We talked about the equity communities are psychically benefiting from racial equity. And again, how about the communities that lose out for no reason other than their skin color or, you know, their ethnic backgrounds? How about them? Are they suffering psychically because they're losing out for no reason other than Democrat racism now being rebranded as racial equity? But anyway, we played that cut. But let's play Kamala Harris, just word salad about equity. Cut 8.
So let's deal with that disconnect, which we also refer to as disparities, because we see that people in our country are having an experience that is not equal. And that's why we talk about equity, because we recognize not everybody starts out on the same base. They don't start out in the same place, even though they have the same God-given capacity. So when we talk about the work we are doing here together, it is recognizing that and being guided by this principle of what we must do in the spirit and in the interest of equity.
Equity. Equity. I work, I get so much. You don't work, you get the same amount. How about disparity between people who don't work getting as much or more than people who do work? Is that disparity? People who violate the law by coming across the border illegally and not working getting more money than people who were born here and do work. Is that disparity? Just my thoughts on it. 844-500-4242. So the gas prices are going up. Now as you remember, when the gas prices were going up earlier this year, it was Putin's price hike. Then the gas prices in the summer, early part of the summer, went down. And Joe Biden took a victory lap because he did it. He drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and his economic policies were a brilliant success and a triumph. Now the gasoline prices are rising again. So it's the N-word, nuanced. It's very nuanced why the gas prices are going. I guess it's not just Putin's price hike. It's other nuances. This is Steve Ducey from Fox with KJP. Cut 23.
You've said the president was responsible for gas prices coming down. Is the president responsible for gas prices going up?
So it's a lot more nuance than that, right? Peter, you know this.
It's a lot more nuanced than that. Okay. Donald, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, I was thinking about this upcoming election, and the only thing the Democrats can take credit for is that the price on every single thing has gone up since they've been in charge. But they can't claim that they've changed the environment or the climate even a little tiny bit. They cannot make that claim, but everything is more expensive. Thank you.
No, I know, but that's not credit. That's blame, Donald. That's why they're talking about abortion. That's their only issue is abortion now, and they're not even talking about January 6th because they know nobody cares about January 6th. And they, you know, and if you really want to talk about January 6th, why don't we call Ray Epps as a witness for this? Where is the pipe bomber? I know that the trial of the Oath Keepers is starting out, and they're trying. Oh, they were planning a violent insurrection. They had firearms. Really? Where were the firearms? Oh, they were in Virginia. Really? When the Democrats in 1861 decided to try to secede from the Union. Did they keep the firearms for the Army of Northern Virginia in another state? Or did they arm everybody? But they're trying to say, oh, they had them at a Motel 6 in Arlington, Virginia. Okay, all right, yeah. I know I'm not on a D.C. jury. I'm not in a D.C. jury pool. So, you know, I'm not a Democrat, so I'm not going to buy it. But, you know, I don't think anybody who's watching the case, who's not a deep state minion is going to buy any of this stuff. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
How are you?
Good.
I'm calling from Boston. So what are we going to do about these people at the border? They're sending them over here, and they have not had their vaccines or anything. So, you know, hey, we're going to pick up that disease, all right? I've had mine, all my shots. I'm an old American from the South Carolina. Black America from South Carolina. I'm an independent, you know. Listen, nobody gives me nothing. I work hard all my life for what I got, okay? And it's not fair to us.
I know. It's not fair to anybody who was born here to be bringing people in and giving them everything that that Americans can't get for free. And it's also not fair to the people who came to this country legally and waited in line and paid thousands of dollars to, you know, follow the rules and get jobs and get green cards. And they have to go to the back of the line when it comes to, say, public housing, just to name one example. Is that fair, Lisa?
No, it's not fair to us. No, it's not fair. You know, I work hard in this country. I got my own house. I work hard for what I get, you know. And then another thing, we got to take care of Puerto Rico. We got to take care of the people from Puerto Rico. And that's not, I mean, I don't mind helping people.
Well, Lisa, at least they are American. They are American citizens, Lisa. I mean, Puerto Rico is not a state, but they are American citizens. So, you know, we got to take care of our own people. Thanks for the call, Lisa. 844-500-4242. As you know, MyPillow has a passion for helping our listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. Now MyPillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. Guys, I have a pair, and life is so good when I'm wearing My Slippers. And now for a limited time, you can get $90 off on a pair of My Slippers. That puts the price under $50, which is an incredible buy. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede, plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue on your feet. This offer won't last forever, so get your $90 off right now. That puts, again, that puts the price under $50 for a pair of My Slippers. Call 800-658-4965 and use the radio promo code Howie. You can also go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and don't forget to use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy's going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. You know, in addition to this abortion story that's supposedly going to end Herschel Walker's campaign, there's also his son is texting out, you know, you're a lousy father and all that. And 508 says, I think Walker's woke son is going to be his downfall. You really think so? I mean, it goes back to Shakespeare. Oh, how sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have an ungrateful child. I mean, can't everybody identify with that? I know, you know, maybe he did run off. But, I mean, sometimes you have problem. If you have multiple kids, especially if you have, you know, a bunch of kids, I speak from experience. You know, you're going to have some kids you're going to be closer to than other kids. Let me put it that way. 844-500-4242, another 508 here. We are on the verge of World War III, and this administration is running, not walking, running to fight Russia when, not if. What's going to happen when there is no oil in the reserves? This generation has no idea of sacrifice, but they will. I can't believe more people aren't concerned about this. That it's, I mean, you know, it is kind of unthinkable. I mean, it's, all our lives there's been this, you know, specter of nuclear war, but it's never happened. So you kind of tend to forget about it. But, I mean, I wrote into the copy for one of our ads, we're poking the Russian bear. Why are we doing this? What for? Let me be honest. What did Russia do to us? What is our stake in this? What did Russia do to provoke us? I mean, maybe we don't want them overrunning Ukraine, but is this worth like screwing around like this and all the billions of dollars we're giving them when our own border is totally unsecured and we're being invaded by indigent, unskilled, non-English speaking, disease-ridden criminals, many of whom are terrorists, or would be terrorists, will be terrorists. What is he, and instead we're talking about the sacrosanct borders of Ukraine? What about Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California? Every town is a border town now. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, people are forgetting. They're talking about gas prices coming down. Okay, people...
not so much as they were about a month or so ago, Bob. Not too many people are talking about gas prices going down.
I'm going to go back to the day before the presidential election. What were the prices then for regular gas?
A lot of places, they were under $2.
Right, okay. Now, once the election, you know, was decided, they started going up before the inauguration.
Correct.
And after the inauguration, they really started, you know, foaming at
skyrocketing.
And okay, they're coming down a little bit, but it's like comparing yourself to something bad to look good.
They did come down a little bit, Bob, but the decline is over now. They're going back up, and especially on the West Coast. I mean, they're through the roof on the West Coast.
The West Coast is more expensive than Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard for gas.
Right. That's why these states suddenly the polls are shifting. You know, to the Republicans, because people are angry about this, and they know that when Trump was president, we were a net exporter of energy, and now they're having a big meeting of OPEC Plus, whatever that plus means. It's like, I don't know, CNN Plus. OPEC Plus is having a big meeting in Austria this week in Vienna. And they're going to maybe cut the production 1 million barrels a day. This was after Biden, first he calls him a pariah nation during the campaign. Then after he's elected president, he goes to Saudi Arabia and kisses their rear ends to get them to increase production. And instead, they're going to cut production. They're going to cut production. They have no respect for this guy. Do you have respect for him? I don't. Why would the Saudis? I'm Howie Carr.